Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Montgomery, Alabama, where the Golden Eagles are participating in the 2025 Sun Belt Baseball Tournament. We're glad to be here bringing you our third day of coverage from Montgomery. Special coverage from the Eagle Hour, sponsored by Corner Market Food Store, Genesis of Hattiesburg, Century First Federal Credit Union. We really appreciate all of those people helping us get over here and making this broadcast possible. John Cox is with me. He needs no introduction. Athletic Director Lee Applewhite will be joining us as well. Want to kick off the show, though, with Joe Healy from D1 Sports, and he graciously agreed to join us here this afternoon. And, Joe, first of all, thank you. Your observation of Southern Miss steamrolling through the tournament, Coastal Carolina doing much the same, although they had a pretty competitive game last night against Marshall, but it does appear that there's a collision that's going to take place here Sunday between Coastal and Southern Miss, and I'm guessing that probably doesn't surprise you greatly.
No, it has felt inevitable ever since it kind of looked like that was the way the league was shaking up, where, you know, you have a third team in Troy that's been pretty good, but really it was those two teams all along in that conference. And so, it felt kind of inevitable, and I think as fans, that's kind of what you want to see, is the two best teams come together to play in the championship. So, I was really impressed, with both Coastal and Southern. I've been impressed all week with them. I think they're two really complete teams, and in different ways, right? So, Southern Miss, I don't have to tell you or your listeners this, like, oftentimes when they've competed nationally, whether it's in super regionals, just in regionals, whatever it is, it's like, hey, I really like the way Southern Miss pitches. I think if they can keep scores low, they'll be in the game. But you never knew what you were going to get offensively. But that's different this year. I really like that lineup. It's an older lineup, a mature lineup. They've got some physicality, some athleticism. And then with Coastal, it's the opposite, right, where they've always been a good offensive team. It's just been a little short on the mound. Well, this year, arguably, their pitching has been better than their hitting. And so, they've really impressed me with their pitching depth. And as you guys know, that's the difference sometimes when you're a Sun Belt team and then you go into regionals and play the SEC or ACC or whatever. The pitching depth is where the difference is a lot of times. And both teams, frankly, I think are going to be okay up against whatever SEC or ACC teams they face in the postseason, because they can both pitch it, they can both hit, they can win every type of game that you have, and that's just huge.
You indicated to us last week on the show that you thought it was very possible the Sun Belt could have two regional host sites. You still feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, and I'm not involved in the day-to-day making of our brackets at D1 Baseball, but this morning the guys who do, Kendall Aaron and Mark Etheridge, they put together a new projection, and they do have two hosts in the Sun Belt. They have Coastal and Southern Miss hosting as of right now. Now, of course, things can change, I think. If Ole Miss gets hot, maybe if they win the SEC tournament, could they maybe get in and that bumps Southern Miss or someone else, like, perhaps. But right now, Southern Miss is in a good spot, because not only did they have them projected to host, they had them projected as the 14 seed, which in theory means that they're not even the last host in. So they've got a little bit of cushion, at least in theory. So got to finish the job, yeah. Got to continue to play well. But as of right now, the Eagles look like they're in a really good spot.
I guess this is the question that I hear floating around here, and that is, does Southern Miss say, let's assume that we all think the championship game will be Coastal and Southern Miss, does Southern Miss have to win that game, or based on their performance here in the last month or so of the season, if they get to the championship game, it's a good competitive game, then that's the scenario in which you think both teams can host, am I correct?
I think that's right. I think if Southern Miss wins the tournament and beats Coastal to do it, I think that's an absolute lock. But I don't think they have to win it. I thought going into the week that they would, but now that I've seen it and I've seen the fact that some other teams that are on the bubble host haven't necessarily just taken the bull by the horns, I think it's created a situation where Southern Miss doesn't necessarily have to win it. Now, like I said, if you do win it, then you can probably just take the whole question off the table. But yeah, if you go in to play Coastal, and oh, by the way, Coastal's RPI is good enough. I think Southern Miss's RPI, not that they have an RPI problem, but I think it'll get even better just by playing Coastal. You don't even have to win it, I think, for your RPI to go up. So that could be a thing, that a feather in their cap as well. So, and then you have the fact that they're the hottest team arguably in the country right now, with the way they're playing. Right. I think the committee looks at stuff like that. Like, the committees are human beings. They're watching these games, and they see that Southern Miss is one of the hottest teams in the country, and I think that stuff matters.
Next question. I heard this over the last couple of days, that some people here think Troy is on the verge of playing themselves out of the regionals.
They are certainly on the razor's edge. After the loss to Old Dominion, they dropped down an RPI to something like 46, and I think in that projection we had them out. I looked again this morning, and I forget where they had them exactly, but they are still just on that razor's edge. The win over Texas State, you know, didn't really earn them much, because Texas State's, you know, just kind of a mediocre team this year. You know, if you continue to win and Troy gets a crack at Southern Miss, like trying to come back to the loser's bracket, that's a big opportunity for them, because the same thing is also true of them, what I just said about Southern Miss, where if they just play Southern Miss, that could help their RPI, and if they win it, obviously that's a big feather in their cap. But yeah, Troy's going to be kind of regardless, unless they just make a miraculous run and win this thing, which I don't anticipate. They're going to have a little bit of a nervous wait until the field comes out on Monday.
Right. J.B. Middleton has certainly done nothing to hurt his stock in the upcoming Major League draft, has he?
No, yeah. If anything, he's helped himself, just because it's not just, you know, the numbers are great, his stuff is great, but he seems to almost be getting better as the season has gone on, and he has some things that you can't really teach. You know, you can't teach feel. Sometimes you really can't teach feel for pitching. And the way he can throw 95 miles an hour, and that's great. But you talk to scouts, and what impresses them is he can cut his fastball, he can throw a two-seamer, he can throw a four-seamer. So you say fastball, and we know what that means, but he really has three different fastballs. So it's 95, but it could move left, it could move right, it could go straight. And so he's a guy who, you know, he has great off-speed stuff too, but with the way he uses his fastball, it's almost like he may not even really have to use the off-speed stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John Cox is here with me. Joe, I think he's got a question for you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the Sun Belt. The Sun Belt itself. How is the Sun Belt, in your mind, kind of viewed nationally as one of those teams or one of those leagues now that's one of the top in the country? Has the league grown enough to be considered maybe not on par with the SEC or the ACC, people like that, but maybe right on the edge of being one of those leagues now that's as good as anybody in the country?
I think that's exactly right, John. Like, you know, you set aside the SEC, ACC, because I think we understand the differences there. But, you know, you look at last year with the quality of the league. If you had taken last year's Sun Belt and they had this season this year, that makes sense. The season they had last year, if they were having it this year, I think they'd be considered the third best conference in the country, because I think it's better than what the Big 12 is this year with Texas and Oklahoma gone. And then I think it's better than the Big Ten, even though the Big Ten has added some good teams in UCLA and Oregon. So now the Sun Belt occupies a place. It's done enough to this point where it occupies a place in any given year. I think the expectation is it's going to be somewhere between the third and the fifth strongest conference in the country, just kind of depending on how things fall. So this year, let's be honest, outside of those top two teams, it's not been a great year in the Sun Belt. I think we can acknowledge that. And yet, it is still considered one of the strongest leagues in the country.
Let me ask you one more question. Christian Ostrander, I think, at least in these parts anyway, I think he's considered has always been considered one of the best pitching coaches in the country. Now that he's moved up to being the head coach of the Golden Eagles and they've had quite success, how is he kind of viewed maybe regionally and nationally as a college baseball coach?
Yeah, near the top. And not just because of the win-loss. We've seen all of that's great. He's long been someone who has been considered a really good developer of talent, and especially on the mound, of course, because that's his specialty. But I think even now the stuff that we've seen offensively suggests that there's a lot of really good development happening on that roster under Ostrander. And so he's really well-respected. And I think Southern Miss is in a good spot with him where you know, he's well respected enough. Like, look, you know, this happens when SEC jobs or ACC jobs come open. Like, people are going to ask about Christian Ostrander. That's just the reality of this business. But look, everybody's got a dream job or a price or whatever it is. But he's, from what I've heard, happy enough where he is. Understands Southern Miss baseball. Understands what they can do. Understands, yes, the limitations, but also the upside. That it's going to take something pretty special to get him to move on from that. And why not, right, given all that Southern Miss baseball is and can be. So I think Southern Miss is in a really good spot with him, where it's a guy who could be a little bit like the next in that line of Corky Palmer and Scott Barry, of being a guy who's really committed to just getting Southern Miss back to Omaha and keeping them in that place among the quote-unquote big boys in college baseball.
How unique is Southern Miss from the standpoint there's been so few head coaches and they've all been connected? You know, Pete Taylor back in the day, to Hill Denson, to Scott Barry, to Corky Palmer, and now Christian Ostrander. How unique is that around the country to have that sort of chain of command up and over the years for Golden Eagle baseball?
Yeah, rare, and getting even more rare. And not just because coaches get fired more often now, although that's also true. But it's just that that job burns you out, right? So even successful, really good coaches, there's kind of an expiration date on it where they say, look, I can't do this until I'm 70 years old. Like, I just can't do it. And so even the good ones are getting out of the game earlier and earlier these days. So, yeah, it's extremely rare and getting increasingly rare. And so I think we need to, just as a college baseball ecosystem, need to appreciate coaches now that we have in the game who have been around a long time, and these programs that have this direct lineage that you can draw a straight line from one coach to another, because, you know, we're going to get to a point where we're just not going to have much of that in college baseball.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, we really appreciate your input on the show. Great having you again. We look forward to having you on the show again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, fellas.
All right, Joe Healy, D1 Sports. We'll be back. Lee Applewhite, John Cox, Bob Getty. We're at the 2025 tournament. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, really appreciate Joe Healy from D1 Sports joining us here in Montgomery. Later in the show, and John and I always look forward to this, we're going to be talking to Tommy Lofton out at the Mississippi Military Museum honoring Memorial Day, and we'll look forward to that. Lee Applewhite has joined John and I. Now, what is your new title?
You know, we're big on these titles, but yeah. it's Senior Associate Athletic Director.
But John, do you have a new title?
No, but let me tell you this. Titles at Southern Miss are nice, but everybody there, as long as I've been there, everybody does a little bit of something. I mean, everybody pitches in and helps the other guys, so it's really a team. So titles are nice, but at Southern Miss, everybody has a title, and that's Golden Eagle.
That six-figure salary is pretty nice, isn't it?
It would be, yeah.
All right, Lee, you're my buddy, and I know how much you love baseball, and you're a baseball guy. You and I have talked a lot about baseball through the years. Give me your observation of this. First, let me just tell you this. I don't think in all of my years of following the program, I have seen the team hit more consistently than it has hit over the last month. Now, that would be my observation, and the pitching, just as I thought it would all year, has come around here by the end of the year. But what's your observation?
My observation is, yeah, everything's clicking. And, you know, Coach Ostrander said, you know, at a point in the season, the leadership on this team was just kind of like, coaches, you got us here, we got it. And that's what's happening. These these older kids, and you know, obviously some of the some of the younger guys are really contributing too. But there's just no easy place in the lineup to go get an out right now. I mean, it's just consecutive, you know, consistent good at bats and making the pitcher work. You know, the guy we faced yesterday, and twice in his career, he's kind of shut us down.
Yeah.
Different Eagle lineup than he faced earlier in the year when they beat us.
And
on
they
Sunday.
Bombed him.
Just the way, not just the way we're hitting the ball, but just the pitch selection. You know, just laying off the pitches we would chase earlier in the year, got his pitch count up. You know, and it just got him out of the game.
Yeah.
So it's impressive watching what they're doing right now. Love the energy. You know, they just go out and compete, and they just have been so consistent at it. And never seen a team on a streak like this.
How about you, John? Your observation?
I think all that is true, what Lee said, but I think it's the fact that our players are the most important part of it all, because you've got the Carson Patos, you got guys like that who have been around and in Golden Eagle baseball, and they have a lot to say about who some of these new guys come in out of the portal and things like that, and they're going to make sure they're the right guys that come in. At the same time, they're teaching the younger guys who the Southern Miss way, and you know, the combination of everything, you know, winning games, the atmosphere, the crowds at Pete Taylor Park, the championships and things like that. Yeah, Southern Miss is one of the few places where guys want to be there. I don't want to go somewhere else and play. I want to play here because everything I want in college baseball is here at Southern Miss. I can win championships. We're playing in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people almost every time that we play at Pete Taylor Park. We're playing under some great coaches, and Oz has brought it. I think the coaching staff is amazing, as Lee was talking about. And so I think there's just so many factors that you want to be there. You want to be a part of Southern Miss. It's rare. It's one of the few places like it in the country. And so I think just guys want to be there and want to be a part of it. Know if you stay, you're going to win championships.
Yeah, I thought you made a really interesting point off air when I told you guys how impressed I was with the respect that D1 baseball has given the program all year. They've been on our show a lot, and I got to tell you, it was just like what you just heard. You made a great observation about that, though, that up until a couple of years ago, guys like us knew it, but maybe people in the media were a little hesitant to praise the program to the degree they do now.
But I think what's changed that a little bit is those guys, not just D1 baseball, but the guys that cover college baseball in a significant way now will make a trip to Hattiesburg.
Right.
Or they'll be at, watch a game at Troy, or they'll go watch us play and get a chance to see the Eagles. And they see it for, it's real. It's not a public relation guy's, you know, stuff that he's just saying or something that the fans are saying. You know, they see it's real. And if you sit at Pete Taylor Park for a couple of days and you're a guy at D1 baseball or somebody else that covers college baseball, you realize real quickly it's a real thing. It's true. And it's not a make-believe. It's not a public relation guy's thing that he's done. It's real, and they know that.
I can tell you one thing about playing here. The trains run on time,
they
buddy.
Do.
The I love that, don't you?
Time.
I love the trains.
Man, the trains are heavy here in Montgomery. I don't know where all they're going, but there's a bunch of them coming through here.
You know, the early days of Pete Taylor Park, we still had a train that went by every once in a while. Those railroad tracks, I don't know if the tracks are still there, but that train used to run right past the outfield wall.
It's
at
the
Pete
trace.
Taylor Park.
It's the trace now, yeah.
In the early days.
Was that a train track?
Yeah, it was a train track.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea that.
Yeah, the old the trail out there now, right? It's where the railroad tracks used to be.
And our friend Larry Warren paved that recently. By the way, Lee, called me last night and said that he doesn't want any of us to do anything to change the juju, as he put it.
No.
Don't change the damn juju, is what he said to me last night.
Well, just tell him to continue to send the text to Coach Oz like he's supposed to before every game.
Yes, and I'm not, I tell you what, I'm not going to violate his privacy, but he told me a story about that last night that tells you Christian Ostrander is one heck of a man. I think you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
It was very impressive. It was very, very impressive to hear that. All right. you raise money for the athletic department. So this, for lack of a better term, glory that the baseball program now is relishing and involving itself in and has earned, does that help you?
Absolutely. Absolutely it helps. I mean, people want to be a part of a winner, and winning helps everything. It helps fundraising. It helps enrollment. It helps everything. It helps the university grow. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big part of what we do. You know, same thing with football right now. Yeah, we've had some years where we struggled. But the excitement that Coach Huff is bringing, yeah, you know, people want to be a part of it. So it absolutely helps.
Yeah. John, is this – put this Southern Miss baseball team, compare it to others that you've covered. Where do you think it stands? Because we've had some great teams through the years, clearly. But where does this team stand in your mind?
Well, I guess it's too early to say that. You know, hopefully this team will continue to go on and do things that we've never done in baseball. I think they've got the potential to do that. But, again, I just think it gets back. You know, obviously people are different, but if you went back in history and look at Pete Taylor, and then you got Hill Denson, then you got, you know, Corky Palmer, then you got Scott Berry, now you got Christian Ostrander. I would think the things that they believe in are probably more similar than people might realize. I mean, they've all been connected in some way, shape, or form. So I think their philosophy of playing baseball, their philosophy of recruiting great athletes and great people into their programs, the way they promote their program out in the community and, you know, get as many people involved, I think is kind of unique. I mean, Southern Miss is unique in a lot of ways, and I think in regards to baseball, it's that way. And so, you know, that's why it seems to be such a smooth transition when you go from coach to coach. I mean, we're just getting better and better because they have their own ideas, but they sort of build on and don't get rid of the things that the guy that for them was able to do. So there's a lot of positive things, and it's Hattiesburg, the community of Hattiesburg, and the Pine Belt and South Mississippi is unique too. You know, I travel over the country and see crowds at some of these places we go to play, and there's not many people there. And I give a lot of credit to our fans and the Hattiesburg community and South Mississippi because they really get behind our teams, and it makes a big difference.
How much do you agree with this, Lee? My wife made a great point last night to me, she was talking about, we had lunch with you yesterday up here, and John was up here, and we were all visiting and what have you, and she said, you know, baseball is so different because it's like you're part of a family. Mm-hmm. This is all like part of a family. Do you see that?
100%. 100%. And it is. I mean, we are like family. I mean, like John said, we travel together. We're around these guys. You know, it's just amazing. You walk through the hotel right now, and it's, you know, you see 10, 12 different people that you know because you see these people around and they're consistent. And, you know, we've created that identity. Our team has an identity, going back to what he was talking about. And, you know, the everything matters slogan, because it does. And people notice that, and they want to be a part of it. And, yeah, I mean, it's an impressive and fun atmosphere, and I've enjoyed every step of it and looking forward to what's coming.
I was out taking a walk this morning, and I probably ran into about six or seven people who stopped and wanted to talk about Southern Miss baseball. And some weren't even Southern Miss people, just people in the Montgomery area. I saw the Southern Miss shirt and said, hey, what about that baseball team? So it's becoming – it's a national brand at some time because our people are so popular and so love it so much.
And you and Steve Cotton tipped my wife and I off to a really good restaurant spot this morning.
Steve knows.
Spot.
Follow Steve. That's the key.
I'm still stuffed.
I have to take the one he's got in Portsmouth, Ohio. That's one you need to go to.
We'll be back. More coverage of the Sun Belt Tournament. Lee Applewhite, John Cox with me. Stay with us, everybody.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour's exclusive coverage, 2025 Sunbelt Tournament. Sponsored by our presenting sponsors, Quarter Market Food Stores, Genesis of Hattiesburg, and Century First Federal Credit Union. We appreciate them sending us over here, as well as some other sponsors that are involved in this weekend's broadcast as well. John Cox and Lee Applewhite, we were kind of talking off air. We've both been kind of hanging around Jay Walker and Steve Cotton, the play-by-play guys for Louisiana and Marshall this weekend. And two characters there, John Cox.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters around the Sun Belt. And, Steve, I'm happy for Steve. Steve's been there for a long time, and they've never had a baseball park other than the one they used out at the YMCA there along the river in Huntington. And so he was really excited they finally got a baseball park, and he had some input into how it was going to be designed, particularly the press box and the radio booths and things like that. And it is a beautiful facility and going to get better. Sits right there. Down from the campus, he loves baseball. He's been around for a long time, and it's always great to see him. He's one of my best buddies, and I learned a lot from him and ask him for help every once in a while.
Now, would this shock you? My wife and I last night, Angela and I, ran into Jay Walker downtown, and Jay was sitting out on a sidewalk enjoying a cold beer.
I was going to say drinking a Pepsi Cola or something. He's a character. Those guys, they're all characters. So there's some neat guys, you know, some young guys, some older guys that have been around, but a lot of them, we all love football, they all love basketball, but some of those guys, man, baseball, they love it because it's 5 days a week and it's a lot of games. So baseball is a lot of fun.
Do you have a favorite sport?
Whatever season it is.
Okay.
You know, I always tell people, if you told me to pick my favorite, it'd be like telling them which of my children you like the best. I mean, you just can't do that. I like them all for different. I like the enormity of football and the big atmosphere of football. I like the closeness of basketball where you can talk to the officials and talk to the players and the coaches. And I just like everything about baseball. You know, baseball is such a, not a laid-back game, but where you can relax and, you know, it's 9 innings long, and you might have 8 bad ones and 1 good one to win a ball game. So
yeah.
I like a little bit of everything for these. Oh, every sport.
Earlier in my life, I never thought I would feel this way, but I have fallen in love with college baseball. Lee Applewhite, I just don't think there's anything more fun than watching Southern Miss play baseball.
There's not. I mean, I'm a baseball guy too, but I mean, it's hard not to fall in love with. And you know, not only we have good baseball players and great coaches here, but they're great people.
That's exactly correct.
You know, they're just fun to watch, you know, fun to hang around. And, you know, I tell my son all the time, watch what these guys do. And, you know, try to pick up some habits that they do and watch how respectful they are to everybody and how they treat everybody well. And it's fun to watch our guys mingle with our fans.
That's probably the one thing people don't talk about. Lee just brought it up. You know, our guys, man, they are great.
They're
ambassadors
incredible.
Of the University of South Mississippi. Whether we're in downtown Montgomery, wherever we are, I mean, it's yes sir and no sir and yes
100%.
Ma'am and no sir and or no ma'am, and they do everything the right way. And when you do that, you play well on the baseball floor.
On Sundays, Bob, when all the kids come down on the field, you know, I kind of observed Carson Pato the last game, and hopefully that's not his last game to play there.
Right.
But I bet you he had 60 kids standing around him. He signed everything that they had and waited patiently. Now, that's hard to do, but he did it, and not just him. All of them.
They're all that way.
But you watch them. They stay out there. I mean, it's not like, okay, 15 minutes is up, let's go to a lot. They stay out there to the last kids, got the last autograph, and throw the ball around with them, do whatever they can. And that's why our crowd, I think, some of those people 10 years ago were those kids out there doing that. Now they're season ticket holders and come to watch Eagle baseball. So it has that kind of effect on everybody.
They're all like that. And one that really jumps out at me that I used to observe when he was playing was Danny Lynch. He was like the kid magnet, you know. And I've seen him stand there just forever and take pictures and sign autographs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's a big part of the culture, is it not?
It is. Yeah. You know, even last year, you know, when we got sent to Tennessee, you know, we lost that final game, but I stood there and just watched those kids after that last game hugging, talking, you know, tears, laughing, you know, just hanging out, reminiscing. It means a lot to them, and they enjoy it. They're just, like John said, they're just great ambassadors for our university.
All right, guys, let's break this tournament down. So we've got two elimination games today. I think that who is that out on the field now? Oh, that's Troy. So Troy is going to play Old Dominion, and then later this afternoon, Marshall will play Louisiana. And then the winners of those games will play Southern Miss and Coastal, respectively, tomorrow, and have to win two games. How do you see it breaking down, John?
Well, I think Troy is struggling a little bit right now, and I'm not. And Old Dominion, I think, is probably playing their best baseball of the year, and so I would probably kind of lean towards Old Dominion in that first game today. I think they're the type of team that after the Eagles got on them pretty good yesterday, will bounce back pretty strongly today. They've got some pretty good pitching, you know, that we haven't seen yet. So I would probably lean towards them. And then I'm gonna go with Marshall. It's hard for me to root. I like the coach at Marshall. I like the fact that they brought in kind of Southern Miss type players, guys that maybe nobody else wanted, and you know, and Marshall for the first time is people really kind of care about baseball, and so it's important to those players and coaches. So those would be my two picks. Now, I might be totally wrong. Baseball is a hard game to predict sometimes. You never know what's going to happen, but that's where I would sort of lean to today.
Marshall was excited the other night, man. They got a lot of energy right now. And with this game about to be played, you know, just, you know, being a baseball guy, what I've observed the first matchup, Troy's got a lot of left-handed hitters. Old Dominion's got a lot of good left-handed arms. So we'll see what happens there, but I'm kind of leaning that way as well.
That'd be interesting.
Have I ever told you my favorite Old Dominion story? I might have told you this before. You know, Nick Monastere made really his debut. He turned out pretty good. But he made his debut. He'd probably played a little bit, but he made his debut
at Old Dominion. Yep.
First game of a doubleheader, playing at pitching, actually, in that ball game. And so to show you the kind of players we have. So after the game, Scott Berry says, hey, he said, do you want to pitch and play or want to play second base in the second game? He said, well, yeah, coach, I want to play. And so he went out there and hit a couple of home runs in that game. Yeah.
I think his first at bat was a triple.
Yeah. So that's kind of the player. That's the kind of players we have, and they love to play. You know, hey, they all have, I think, some scholarships, but they'd play it for free. They love to play the game, and that's hard to find around college baseball nowadays. Yeah. Everybody's thinking about what the next step is going to be and what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. But our guys, I think they really have a true love of the game of baseball.
It's interesting. Both of you guys like Old Dominion, huh, over Troy?
Well, I'm just – my observation yesterday watching that when they played the first time was that, you know, they may figure some things out and get some good swings off. Who knows? But they have a very left-handed lineup.
Yeah.
And
now you guys are going to think I may be crazy when I tell you this. I think Coastal will get to the championship, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Marshall take it to two games tomorrow. Marshall, to me, is kind of the dark horse here, John.
Yeah, I think you're right. But you know, I'll tell you what now. But you're right. Old Dominion, I think Old Dominion just is a team that is out there having fun. You know, I don't think anybody expects much out of them. And you know, when you're loosey-goosey out there and playing, you just seem to play better. And I think Marshall's almost kind of the same way. Nobody expects Marshall to, you know, do much. Mm-hmm. So I think they're the same way, ready to show everybody that, hey, we can play and watch out.
Well, they were in position last night. They had some guys on base.
4-2.
Just couldn't get the big hit at the end, but they played them tough.
That would help Southern Miss a lot if Marshall could push Coastal to two games tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Well, with arms, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then they might have to throw their big guy. If they lost the first game, they'd be hard-pressed not to throw their best guy in the second game, right, John?
Yeah. You know, and I would tell you honestly, I was surprised. Blake Morgan had a great performance against the Eagles there in Hattiesburg, their left-hander that, you know, pitched in Hattiesburg and pitched yesterday. I was amazed how easily we got to him yesterday because he just kind of shut us down
a
couple of months ago in Hattiesburg. So, you know, pitching's the name of the game. It's the guy who's got the most pitching you know, when it's all said and done, yeah, usually the guy who wins.
I completely agree with both of you. I was a little nervous about that game yesterday because I remembered how commanding he was when we watched him pitch at Pete Taylor Park. But like you say, man, this is a different batting lineup. They shell the guy.
Yeah, but our guys, I tell you, this is the makeup of our guys, too. They kind of understand that, too, and it kind of makes them say, okay, we're going to show them. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, they can try to outthink us, but we're going to go out and go outplay them.
Let's talk to Tommy Lofton next down at the Military Museum.
Okay, love
to. All right, my friends, Lee Applewhite, John Cox here with me. 2025 Sunbelt Baseball Tournament. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Welcome back. Montgomery, Alabama. Off day for the Golden Eagles as they've won the first two games. Kind of become a tradition for me and John to spend the Friday together because we've never been playing. And another one of those traditions is we always talk to our friend Tommy Lofton out at the Mississippi Military Museum at Camp Shelby. It's Memorial Day weekend, of course. Special time. All right, John, go ahead. You said, told Tommy off air you had a Camp Shelby story.
Yeah, well, I started a book years and years ago, and I didn't get it finished, but I'm looking at another one. But I was writing a book about the day that Franklin Roosevelt, FDR, came to Camp Shelby. And there was so much, as you get into the details of that, there was so much conversation in the newspaper. Everybody thought they didn't know who was coming to town. And it ended up being the president who toured down there. But that led me into finally discovering about all the former major league players that had spent time, or a little bit of time anyway, at Camp Shelby. So I'm still kind of thinking about working on a book about that. But, man, there's so much great history down there, and I'm not sure anybody in the country has probably been touched in some way by Camp Shelby. Maybe their grandfather or great-grandfather was in the service and spent some time at Camp Shelby, and all these major league baseball players back in the day had spent some time. But, you know, the ones I've talked to, the one thing they told me was that day that President Roosevelt came to town was they all had to line up like first thing in the morning about 8 o'clock dressed in their full dress uniforms. And it was about, you know how the weather is in Mississippi, so it's about 80 degrees, and they're all mad because they're out there burning up. I mean, there's so many great stories down there, and part of great American history all kind of starts there at Camp Shelby. That's where it kind of all begins.
Tommy, how many men have come through Camp Shelby through the years? Is there a number you can put your finger on?
Not easily, because there's been so many units out here training, and some over the years that maybe weren't publicly telling folks they were training here, but I don't have the number off the top of my head up to this date, but it has been a significant portion of our United States military, and not just the National Guard. Even though we're a state-owned facility, we have federal and reserve, or I should say active duty and reserve units that train here as well, and all service branches. So it's quite a unique place. I do know we have, I think, about 2,000 to 2,500 employees out here. So it's 138,000 acres of training site. And for the general public, to put that in perspective, that's five Disney Worlds that you could fit inside of Camp Shelby. And
is
I
that
don't
right?
think they would
well,
even
that's
touch.
An interesting set. Yes, and in sir. The middle of Camp Shelby is this wonderful museum that you oversee. And talk for a minute for people, and I can't imagine people don't know about it now, but in case somebody's listening today that doesn't know anything about the museum, give us a quick summary of that, Tommy.
Sure, sure. You know, you'd be surprised. There's still people here in town that don't realize we're here, or if they know about us, they don't realize we're open to the public. So we are the state's official museum for military history, and we are open to the public Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 4. We're free. And our exhibits cover everything from basically the War of 1812 and around our statehood time frame, forming as a state. And we go all the way through the Global War on Terror and tell stories and not just battle histories and dates and things like that, but we actually connect people to Mississippians who have worn the uniform, who've served. And I would say a pretty significant portion of what we have in the collection and on display especially are Mississippians who paid the ultimate sacrifice and died in service to our state and to our nation.
Right.
And that's especially important for us to highlight this weekend as we approach Memorial Day. You know, it's often confused with Veterans Day and other holidays, but this is the weekend that we should stop and take some time to remember that the freedoms that we enjoy and the baseball games getting played right now and all of that are because of people who have paid the ultimate sacrifice to secure our freedom, to continue to live the great lives that we get to live.
John, I know you endorse that 100%.
Oh, 100%. And that's going to ask you, I would think almost every day you open up the doors to the museum, somebody wanders in who maybe not be from Mississippi, but someplace else who had a son or a daughter or, you know, a father or grandfather that had spent some time at Camp Shelby. Those have got to be some of the neatest moments when those folks kind of wander in.
Oh, for sure. We've had quite a few come from all over the country, whether they're passing through town or actually coming here on purpose, that have connections, and sometimes it's multi-generational. We found folks who've come out here and trained maybe for Global War on Terror, and their grandfathers trained here for World War II, and their great-grandfathers trained here for World War I. So it's quite a unique place, and the same is true for other areas. You know, with Camp McCain and some of the Air Force bases and things in the state, we cover all of the history that we can of training sites and of Mississippi's military, and so we meet people all the time from all over the world. The other cool thing is how many folks come through here that haven't really been to Mississippi in the past, that come from other states and find that we're so hospitable, and they basically don't realize how good of a people we are based on what they think they see and hear in movies and Hollywood and stuff. So.
Right. Well, Tommy, we really appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Want everybody to recognize and take a few moments and remember what Memorial Day is all about. We thank you, Tommy. Thanks you, man.
Thank you all very much.
All right, John, thank you for joining me.
Glad to do it anytime.
Thank you as well. This is a great tradition. Let's keep it up, and let's bring home the third consecutive Sun Belt Tournament
Championship.
Sounds
good. I'm all for that.
That wraps it up here. Eagle Hour will be back on the road Monday at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Got a bunch of ball players coming out there to join us Monday, so we look forward to that. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.